Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive audio description service at this production of Wicked at the Gershwin Theater. This production has been adapted from Gregory Maguire's novel about the legendary witches of Oz. The music and lyrics are by Stephen Schwartz. The book is by Winnie Holtzman, and it was directed by Joe Mantello. Theater description. The Gershwin Theater on West 51st Street seats just under 2,000 patrons. Restrooms are located on the mezzanine level. Bars are located on the front orchestra and mezzanine levels, and show merchandise is available in the upper lobby. Escalators and stairs can be accessed between all levels. Synopsis. Wicked is the story of what happened in the Land of Oz before Dorothy ever showed up. But from a different angle, there is a young woman born with emerald green skin, smart, fiery, misunderstood, and possessing an extraordinary talent. When she meets a bubbly blonde who is exceptionally popular, their initial rivalry turns into the unlikeliest of friendships, until the world decides to call one good and the other wicked. Character descriptions. Glinda is the Witch of the East. She is a young woman in her mid-20s with a wide, innocent smile and soft blonde curls that fall just below her ears. She is filled with self-importance and flits about, often striking poses. When we first meet Glinda, she's wearing a powder blue ball gown with small puffed sleeves that float above her shoulders and a wide skirt made of layers and layers of fabric that look like petals. On her head is a diamond tiara, and in her hand, a long silver wand topped with a diamond star. Glinda wears many outfits, all traditionally feminine, generally in pale colors, with full skirts nipped in at the waist with matching heels. We first meet her as she descends, floating down on a giant wrought iron pendulum surrounded by hundreds of rainbow-colored bubbles. Elphaba is the Witch of the West. She is in her early 20s. Her skin is green. Face, neck, hands, and arms. She wears small, round, wire-rimmed glasses, and her long, dark brown hair is pulled back in a single braid. When we first meet her, she wears a dark blue blazer over a dark blue skirt that comes past her knees. Short black boots and a knitted blue cap complete her outfit. Later, she will wear a long purple and black gown with long sleeves and a high neck. This dress is very textured. Dozens of narrow ribbons of color, black sequins along the front, and bits of black lace. On her head is a tall, black, pointed hat, and her hair will hang free and loose down her back. Elphaba's younger sister, Nessa Rose, or Nessa as she is called, is in a wheelchair. Her long, dark hair hangs straight past her shoulders. She wears the dark turquoise uniform of Shiz University. Later, changing into a long black dress with a high collar and black and white striped stockings. The principal of Shiz University, Madame Morrible, is known as the head shizstress. She teaches magic. She is a fearsome woman in a scarlet silk gown, heavily embroidered with wide sleeves and a large bustle at the back. She wears thick white makeup with a bright red lipsticked mouth. Morrible's blonde hair is piled high and teased into a mound of curls. In the Emerald City, she wears a brilliant emerald green version of the same dress with wide, ruffled, and embroidered sleeves. Bach is a student and a munchkin. He is young and eager. He wears the turquoise and white uniform of Shiz University. His consists of a short, striped waist-length jacket and fitted trousers over a bright green shirt. His hair is covered by a red knitted beanie. He later changes this for a smart silver-gray uniform with a longer jacket, knee breeches, and a pale gray beanie. Fiero is a student and also a prince. He wears a pair of cream-colored trousers tucked into tall brown boots with a short-sleeved white shirt and a red vest. A brown leather book bag is slung over his shoulder. Dr. Dillamond is a talking goat and a professor of history at Shiz. He has a balding head with curly gray hair that comes to his shoulders, a small tufted beard, two long horns that protrude from his forehead, and a pair of narrow silver-rimmed glasses that perch on his nose. He wears a long brown robe covered in orange threads that make it look like hair over a red tweed vest and a pair of brown trousers. His hands are covered with black leather gloves that resemble hooves. There is an ensemble of 22 actors who play citizens of Oz, students at Shiz University, as well as tourists and citizens of Emerald City. We begin in the Land of Oz. Here, the citizens are dressed in autumnal colors of browns, oranges, and reds in Victorian-style outfits with quirky variations. They wear big bonnets, tight jackets with ruffles and large buttons. Some of the men wear long skirts, and some of the women loose-fitting knee trousers and shoes with turned-up toes. As students at Shiz, the uniforms are turquoise and white, mostly white stripes on a turquoise background. Many of the girls wear long striped skirts with asymmetric hemlines, white blouses, and vests. The boys wear striped or cream-colored trousers or long shorts, shirts, vests, and ties, all variations on the turquoise and white theme. In the Emerald City, the theme is green. Green and more green, with a touch of yellow. All of the tourists and citizens are wearing outfits in bright green, just a few in yellow. Parts of the costumes have exaggerated shapes. For example, a huge ruffle on a skirt, long wide sleeves on a coat, short ruffled skirts with many layers, fabrics with stripes, polka dots, frills, and sequins. Most wear hats in angular shapes that sit askew their tall hairstyles. The Wizard of Oz is an older man with round, wire-rimmed glasses. He has on a long gray frock coat with pinstriped trousers and a black vest with white trim. The wizard has a team of monkeys in his employ. The chief of these is Chistery. He wears a red frock coat trimmed with gold braid. We also briefly meet Elphaba's mother and father. Her mother is cool and elegant in a long, floaty gown. Her stern husband wears a purple robe trimmed with gold. A cheerful goat midwife in a white cap and apron is also in attendance. And lastly, a mysterious character is with them, a tall man in a long green coat and straw hat whose face we never see. Set description. Hanging over the stage is an enormous gray dragon, its wings outstretched and spanning the width of the stage, its head reaching out toward us. At times, the dragon's head moves and smoke pours from its mouth. Its eyes glow glittering red. On either side of the stage are huge cogs and wheels, rusting and gray with dust, with dry, brittle vines climbing through them. On the left, a gray metal staircase leads up to a platform among the cogs, and on the right, a ladder leads up to a small balcony, half hidden among the gears. Right now, a curtain hangs over the stage that shows a hand-drawn map of the Land of Oz. In the center of the map is the Emerald City. To the west is written the Castle of Kiamo Ko. To the north, Gillikin Country. East is Munchkin Land, and south, the Badlands. Leading from the Emerald City is the path of the yellow brick road snaking out in every direction. When the map curtain rises, the top half of a giant clock face will be visible with Roman numerals going up to 13 on a screen that fills the back of the stage. Throughout the show, this backdrop will change depending on location, becoming variously a starry night sky, a sunset, the skyline of Shiz University, and the Emerald City. Two walls made of gears and cogs often slide together along the back, and two tall freestanding shelving units or scaffolds are pushed in at times. They are used as shelving, places for the monkeys to climb, and also to indicate a change in location. At Shiz University is Dr. Dilliman's classroom. Along the back are hanging charts that show skeletons of frogs and architectural columns. A large blackboard will be wheeled in, and students sit on wooden benches along the front, facing away from us. Outside, on the grounds of the university, students hang out by a statue of the Wizard of Oz, standing on a plinth, his top hat held aloft. Two beds and shelving units create a bedroom. The bed on the left will be simple and plain, the bed with black and white striped sheets and pillowcases. A book stands upright on a shelf beside this bed. The bed on the right will have mounds of ruffled cushions and a bedspread trimmed with lace. The shelves behind this bed will be lined with dozens of high-heeled shoes. In the great hall of the Wizard's Palace is an enormous head balanced on a giant throne. It is twice the height of a man and gold. Its jaw is hinged and moves up and down when it speaks. Its eyes glitter blue and red. Wicked is approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes long, including one 15-minute intermission. Please note that there are loud noises, flashing lights, and smoke effects in this production. There is also strobe lighting during the second act, approximately a half an hour in. And that concludes the pre-show notes. This program will repeat until the start of the show. If you are using a device and have any questions or difficulty, please return to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy Wicked.